I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. The February 6th earthquake in Turkey was so big that 300 miles south.
We had that tremendous scare here in Lebanon.
Heart for Lebanon co-founder Camille Melki says that although the tremors were relatively short, they triggered traumatic reactions. People in Beirut had flashbacks of the 2020 port explosion.
We heard of a lot of people who fainted out of fear. Many people in Beirut went out and started pointing to safe places to run to, and a lot of people stayed in their cars in open, large parking lots because of fear.
Praise God for sparing Lebanon from earthquake damage. Please pray for search and rescue efforts in Turkey and Syria. Half of Heart for Lebanon staff has family members in Syria. Many of them remain unaccounted for.
We pray that it's a broken cell phone communication and not that they are under rubbles.
And a Christian can't grow without access to God's Word. Unfolding Word alleviates Bible poverty in Sudan through church-centric Bible translation. A believer we'll call Arnie says.
We're seeing a lot of progress in Sudan. We've begun the work in 2021, and we trained a foundational group of 20 people from the Sudanese Arabic community in the basics of translation.
Last year, along with finishing work in Sudanese Arabic, believers trained new translators from five other language groups. Next month, Unfolding Word will start topical studies with the first group of 20 believers. And once that's done, the students will once again become teachers.
As they finish up the five languages with the Bible stories, they will likely turn right around and teach them what they're learning now through this equipping journey process.
Please add this project to your prayer list and learn more at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Consider giving today. Look for the support tab at missionnews.org.